All right, good afternoon, Wrangle. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:01. We have Cindy Creary in the studio. She's the new Nolan Center director. And you can call in time during this program to ask her a question or just say hi. That number is 874-2345. Cindy, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, let's get right into it. How long have you been with the Nolan Center?
Oh, it's been about 3 weeks now.
Okay, great, great. And then just tell us what exactly you do for the Nolan Center now.
Well, being the new director, it's still a learning process for me. I'm kind of soaking it all in. But I am in charge of overseeing the entire facility, which includes the museum, the civic center, the visitor center, the gift shop, the theater, all of the events and tours, and it's a
What does the civic center entail?
So this, you know, it's like a convention center. So we host meetings of all kinds. And the facility is available to rent for many different occasions. To like today, it's our primary election, and we're all of the voting is set up there. So that's one of many things that we do to set up in our civic.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the Nolan Center is it's an awesome, awesome building that we have here.
It is. It's amazing.
Yeah. Cool.
And it's got so many purposes, and we're just very lucky to have such an incredible community place for everybody.
Definitely. Yeah, it serves many purposes. You know, we're having weddings there. We're having elections there.
Movies.
Yeah. The museum's
all kinds
there.
Of opportunity. Yeah, we have classrooms for rent as well. So business meeting. You know, you name it, we'll host it.
Definitely. Cool. So you were at the Chamber of Commerce. How long were you there?
I was there for years.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It was, I loved it there. And I think that the roles have some similarities.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's community engagement and same kind of ideas for economic opportunity. I'm just really exploring some of those things that are a little bit different at the Nolan Center, but have some similarities.
Definitely. So, yeah. So why did you want to switch over to the Nolan Center? Why was this the right move at the right time?
Because the roles are so similar, and it was kind of an opportunity for growth for me.
Mm-hmm.
I had been interested in this for quite some time. So when I knew that Terry was retiring, it was quite a while ago, and just really had a desire to develop my career in this role.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. So I know you've only been on the job for 3 weeks, but give us a sense of what you hope to do at the Nolan Center.
Okay. So as I'm coming in, it's kind of like with me at the Chamber, you know, I was in that position for so long that it's like, you know, I'm sure Alicia hears, you know, how did Cindy do it or whatever? And, but she's doing such an awesome job, and that will eventually, you know, go away. And right now it's, you know, Terry was in this position for so long that I'm learning how to, you know, learning what she did and how to make things my own. And so with still respecting her time there and her role, I'm in the process of kind of evaluating everything right now and figuring out, you know, ways to create efficiencies and hopefully growth And so right now, really a learning process. I'm trying to just soak it all in. And, you know, I've got my ideas going, but I really want to give it time to just sink in before I...
True.
And there's so much to the position, you know. I mean, the museum in and of itself is such a... It's just, there's so much rich history here. It's really important for me to just really gain that sense of respect and learning everything that I need to learn in that capacity.
Yeah.
In fact, one night there were some travel writers in town, and Brooke Leslie from Alaska Waters did like a private tour, and I was in there with them as well, and just really got to experience that in like an intimate setting, and just learn so much more history than I even knew. And
yeah.
It was just awesome. So I'm getting those kinds of experiences right now, and just really taking it all in and loving those moments.
Cool. Yeah. And that's awesome to hear, because it's not like you're new to Wrangell.
No, not at all. But it's amazing how many things I have learned in these 3 weeks.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. You've learned a lot more about the history and, you know, what the museum has to offer. You've been learning a lot about, you know, mm-hmm. all that Terry had to do.
Right.
Sounds like. Yeah.
And, along with the museums, the archives, the collections, all of the exhibits. I mean, it's really exciting, and I'm really looking forward to figuring out how to kind of market that better, so that we can, you know, the tourists come in and they really enjoy everything that we have to offer, and mm-hmm. I just want to be able to showcase everything that's going on there. I mean, we have some fantastic employees too. Cindy Kilby works back in our collections area, and she just does such a fantastic job. That's like, I just want to show everybody what she does.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you're saying marketing as into like outside of Wrangell.
Yeah. Outside of Wrangell. I'm in the process of building a new website. Mm-hmm. Actually, the Nolan Center didn't really have its own website, and I just wanted to create something that would really just not only showcase what the Nolan Center offers, but be a tool that people can use. So, like, for instance, somebody, when they want to book their event at the Nolan Center, they can do it right from the website, mm-hmm. right online, which is... be really nice. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that I'm really excited about.
Absolutely.
And I'm trying to get, you know, more of a social media following, really trying to get out there with the things that we do, because that's where people are on their phones.
That's right. We are here at KSTK as well. cool. All right. So let's take a quick break. You all can call in. Let's Cindy know what you're thinking. So that number is 874-2345. All right, we are back. The time is 1:12. You can call in to ask our guest, Cindy Crary, a question. That is 874-2345. So Cindy was saying that one of the things that she's doing right now is she's looking for people to hire. Let everybody know what those positions are and all that.
Yeah. So there's definitely some transition happening, and it's kind of been in the works since Terry was retired back in March. Few other people were also looking toward retirement, and so now there's some positions open. We're hiring for a facility manager, as well as a lead attendant, and then we need other just our attendants as well, part-time temporary help. And so I think that those are my like immediate things that are happening. I really am trying to get the center staffed so that we can work on the goals, the strategic goals that I'm really excited about. Mm-hmm. So the facility manager position closes on Friday, and it is a really great benefited city position, grade 18. And this person will be basically working really closely with me to implement the strategic goals moving forward. So I'm really excited about this. It's always, you know, it's always like challenging to make sure that all of this is in the works, but I'm excited about it.
And you're going to need that right hand person.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot going on, and right now with so many transitions happening, like I really need some quality staff.
Cool.
And the other great position is the lead attendant, which is, you know, it would be awesome if it was somebody who is really into the theater, you know. The theater is a really fun aspect of the job, but it's also a lot of work, and so it'd be great if we could hire somebody who had a passion for that.
Cool. Okay.
And then our attendants are more of like the part-time help, people who help in the gift shop and do winter projects, helping in the museum, and it's usually working on, you know, weekends sometimes. Just it really varies based on what events we have going on and things like that. So the people who apply for these positions definitely have to be flexible with their mm-hmm. with their hours and when they would be working.
And I think like one of the girls that was working there, she just went off to college.
Yeah, we've had a few of our summer attendants that have went back to school now. So
okay,
yeah, it's always fun having our summer crew as they head back to college. We are, you know, we have about another month left of tourships coming in, mm-hmm. so that's when we're open until October. I think October 5th is our last cruise ship, and then during October is when we reduce our hours for the winter, mm-hmm. and that's when we start working on winter projects. So I'm pretty excited to do some things in the gift shop. I want to get a point of sale system into a database, and you know, have some better tracking, and
definitely.
Anyway, I have lots of ideas.
Yes. Let's talk about those ideas. You know, let's talk about, I mean, you're going to be with the Nolan Center for, you know, however many years. You know, what do you envision for the future? You know, after you have your bearings, you know, what are mm-hmm. you looking to do with it?
Yeah. So I, like you said, after I'm able to process and kind of get some of these workflow things, you know, solid. Some of my ideas for the future are like, I really want to explore the idea of like statewide cultural activities. I would love to, you know, bring events here that we can, you know, have a charge at the door that we can share, basically. Because I really want to try to increase some revenue, but also bring really different things to Wrangell. I think that we could really benefit from some fun things like that.
Yeah. Do you have any idea of like what those might look like? What are those different things?
So, you know, like plays and, you know, theater and music and just different cultural things. I really think that we could develop some ideas.
Yeah.
There.
Awesome. And that could look like, yeah, like bringing in people from outside of Wrangell to make that happen and incorporating the folks that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yep. Cool. Yeah. And like you said, the Nolan Center, you know, it's this public facility that has a potential to bring in revenue for the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it means for the city, but also, you know, for the local economy, bringing in tourists and people that are going to conventions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it, you know, inspires local spending, you know, people mm-hmm. coming to see here. We want people to come and visit Wrangell, and, you know, there's just, it's definitely, there's so much room for economic opportunity. We just have to kind of tap into it. And right now, get things run smoothly so that we can really, really explore those opportunities.
I'm with you.
And having, you know, a great staff who's excited and creative and innovative, I think is going to be...
Definitely. Yeah.
To make really great things happen.
Totally. Totally. Okay. Yeah. Well... congratulations on the job again. And I don't know, is there anything else you want to let the listeners know about that they should be aware about? Or
the closing date for the facility manager position is this Friday. So definitely get those applications in to the city. And then the lead attendant position closes, I think, at the end of the month. So, and those are great positions. So, I would encourage people to apply.
Cool. Okay. So, you heard it from Cindy Crary. The Nolan Center, you know, there's a lot of transitions happening right now. And it means that we'll hear more about it in the future and see what cool, innovative projects you have going on. So thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. The time is 1:21. You've been listening to Talk on the Rock, KSTK's local live call-in show. We'll be back next Tuesday at 1 p.m. See ya.